So we're holding it. Lakute Eitzas Eves Emuna letter. Lama Machle She'ena Emuna B'Shlemes, because our Emuna is not complete. We don't have complete Emuna. Yideja through this rather than Nechshalam Etayis. Many people, they stumble and make a mistake. Va'ayzim Es Hasivos Emtsayim Beinu Ben Hashem Yisprach. They make the different mediums and different things to block them between them and Hashem. Hainu, this is, what does this mean? Shemaminim b'Hashem Yisprach. Many people, they believe in Hashem. We believe in Hashem. Al maminim gam kim b'em. So we also believe in the medium, we also believe in other things. But I mean, they say shetarach l'sivus. We need these different things to help us. Hainu, which means shemaminim l'mash, for example, the following. Ba'asivus shal parnasa, shumas amat, they think that the only way to make money is to work. Why would they say? Because the main thing is to go to work. The main thing is to work. If without working, Hashem does not have the ability to give them parnasa. Another example, also by reform, by medicines, they think that that's the main thing. If without the medicines, Hashem doesn't have the ability to heal. This is not so. Hashem is above all everything. All our style, Hashem is really higher than everything. Hashem doesn't need us to do anything. Hashem gives money without working, he can heal a person without taking medicine. But even when we do use these things, we have to believe in Hashem alone. We can't make these things the main thing. So remember, Hashem is the main thing. And this is the tough, we have to do it sometimes for Ishtadlus, but really the main thing is Hashem. Lam and Alf, we saw this yesterday. The rule is like this. Everything we do in Tefillah, we daven, in Limudat Torah, learning Torah, Vasita Mitzvahs, Hakolu Kadesh Yisgala Malchusev Yehudasi Yispar. Everything we're doing is for one purpose. All the Torah, Mitzvahs, everything we do is in order to reveal Hashem's kingdom, that we're not seeing his breath and our belief in him. Every time we're doing Torah, we're learning Torah, we're doing mitzvahs, we're davening, it's all with one goal, in order to reveal Hashem in the world and to reveal our trust in Hashem. Fine. Fine, let's see the Chafetz Chaim. We're in the middle of Shari Torah, Barak Beis, and Shmiras HaLashon. So we're in the middle of Shahar HaTorah. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Af Meikol Al Kol Adam. People who, when we learn Torah, we protect the whole world. By us learning Torah, we protect the whole world. Like it said, it would tell Yodi Kisitzicha, Rabbi Levi Amar, Af Meikav Zegula also brings the Geula closer. Shenema, like it says, V'leimer Letzian Ami Af. So Chazaria is bringing a lot of Gemaras of the reward and the gain of learning Torah. Also it says, V'zoicha bal el mava, person merits to get a portion in the world to come. Like Chazal say, right, we say in Elu Dvarim, Sh'adam Eicha, he said, the Talmud Torah can get kula. Which means Talmud Torah is the highest, biggest way to earn Olam Haba. And Chazal say, they bring a pasuk, cut them, God, L'shem, whoever the Chavim Adaynam, says, whoever makes themselves small on Divrei Torah in this world, they make themselves small and they humble themselves to learn Torah, then they'll become great in the next world. And whoever makes themselves a slave for Divrei Torah in this world, it's hard, we try to learn anyway, though we don't understand, we keep on trying to learn Torah, then we'll be a free man in the next world. Saying, in this world it's hard sometimes to keep the Torah, you feel like you have to be a slave to do so many, keep all the rules. But if a person who keeps Torah in this world, then they'll be a free man in the next world, in the world to come. And in Avos, the Parak Vav, it says, Ein Kavod Ela Torah. The only honor is Torah. If you learn Torah, that's the real honor. Like it says, Kavod Chachamim Yincham. Also, the Chazal say, Al Tachu Dilem Shevel Lecha. Don't desire the Shulchan. See, people have a lot of money, say, oh, I wish I had a table like them, I wish I had this like them, that like them. It says, Because your table in the next world is much bigger than their table in this world. So even though it looks like you guys are having a good time in this world, but if we learn Torah now, in the next world we'll have a better time. Because your crown is greater than their crown. And the Gemara Perek Chelek at Sanhedrin Daf Kuf says the following: whoever makes them face their face black in this world for Divrei Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make their face shine in the next world. Like I said, the Medrash Old Medrash Rabbah also says,
what does it mean to make your face black?
Hashem, what does it mean to make your face black? Pashut means face black really means that you're so hungry that your face turns black from hunger. Your face gets darkened from hunger. But also it means on everybody in their own level. That it says people who you give up for Torah, and whatever you have to give up, don't put a shine in your face. Don't wax your face. Don't make your face shiny in this world.
The dark face is red.
So saying that Hashem will make his face shine on your face in Olam Haba. Right, the Medrash Rabbah says the same, also a similar thing. One pasuk says, Shechar is ka'irish, you make your face black like a raven. Another pasuk says, my ear can be the copper, your face should shine. So what does it mean? It says, even though it looks like they're black in this world, as a lover, their face will shine like torches. That's what Rav Tachum and Chayilai says. Whoever stars himself on the Torah in this world, Kadosh Baruch Hu will satisfy him in El Haba, like says, Yirmi Medesh HaMeisah. Fine. Even if people are hungry, you can't eat as much as you want to. And a person has to be hungry for Torah to learn Torah. You don't have so much money to buy food. And okay, these are the Baruch Hu, we have food. But even if you don't have so much money to buy food, you don't have as much food as you want. But Hashem in the next world, Hashem will set you, you'll be satisfied. Hashem will make you full in the next world. Don't look at anybody starving in here. Even these days, people learn Torah, you realize Torah. You don't have so much money to buy so much food. Yeah, there's different levels, but saying if you're hungry in this world, don't worry, because then Al-Mahabi, you'll be satisfied. Well, everybody here is eating, they're happy.
So where's the hungry for things other than food, let's say?
Right.
Say hungry for money, but instead, that's not the main thing I'm interested in.
Also, sure, it's the same idea. You want other things.
They're struggling all the time. You know, I should go to work. I should. But
right.
No, there is nothing. That's still the main thing.
Right. Yeah. Oh. So, Baruch Hashem, I'm holding a dalet of an aleph, sounds a bit to 4a. So, what's going on here? We spoke about yesterday about chalekas Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, right? When you have Shabbos going into Yom Tov, or Rashi told us also the opposite. So, we have a Yom Tov, and the next day is Shabbos. Right, Rav told us in the Gemara before, Rav told us, even if something is born on Yom Tov, it's Asur on Shabbos, right? Rabbi Yochanan said, no, it's Mutter. Rabbi Yochanan said, it's going to be Mutter. That was what we had in the Gemara yesterday, that was the Gemara we learned yesterday. Oh, comes the Gemara with the story.
When Rabbi Yochanan says it's Mutter, it's... He's not, we need to clarify this because this is how we learned it today. He's saying that it's much more permissible not dealing with preparation. He's not using preparation, the topic of preparation. He's using the Gezerah to say this, that it's permissible or that it's not preparation.
He is going, he doesn't hold like Rabbah, correct. He's holding Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael. He's going to hold like Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael. Correct. He's not going to go like Rabbah. He'll go like Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael. The reason why you can't eat an egg on Yom Tov is because right. Nachon. So he's going to go like Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael. That the reason why an egg you can't eat it that day is because of a gzeira, right? So therefore, that day is a gzeira, but the next day you have no gzeira. The gzeira only the day the Jews came out. The day afterwards, you could eat it. Let's say on Shabbos the Jews came out. So today you have a gzeira maskin shazav. So today you can't eat it. Tomorrow you could eat it, even if the Jews came out on Shabbos. You could drink the juice tomorrow.
So Rabbi Yochanan says that he's holding maskin shazav.
Yeah. Ritzak? Yeah. Like Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yosef, either them, either maskin shazav or perish in Nishru. Because that's what he said. He doesn't hold like Rabbah. So what does he hold like? which means chanaseh, which means he doesn't hold like rabba, it's not, he doesn't worry about hachana, that means he's going to hold up. So what's wrong with the egg on Yom Tov? Beish and Aldam Yom Tov. Must be like Rabbi Yitzchak or Rabbi Yis.
Either one, doesn't matter.
Maybe either one, doesn't matter. It's just not rabba. Yeah.
Well,
it
matters later.
There's
a question that came up.
But if it's like Rabbi
Yitzchak
or
Rabbi Yisif? Yeah, because if it's like Rabbi Yitzchak, Then the question is, it's like Mashmish Zabu, we said the egg is also like Mashmish Zabu. Except potentially a person can drink it on the first day.
The next day, Mars. There might not be that day. Might be the next day.
We'll get to it. It says that day. We'll get to it.
So now that's what we spoke about yesterday. We said Rav holds that an egg born on one day, even though even the next day is Aser, right? The next day Shabbos or Yom Tov is Aser. Now we have a story. Ushpizichne to Rav Adavar Ahava Havlohanach Beitzim. Which Ushpizit? Ushpizit our guests. But here, to Ushpizichne is the host. Now add another word to the vocabulary. So on Sukkot, you're the Ushpizichne to the Ushpizit. So you have, right? You're the fun. So Ushpizichne to Rav Adavar Ahava Havlohanach Beitzim Miyam Tov L'Shabbos. So the host of Adavar Ahava was saying by someone. And his host had these eggs that were born on Yom Tov. And he wants to know if they're mutter to eat them on And he wants to know. We'll see what he wants to know. So, according to Rabbi Yochanan, right? You're allowed to eat these eggs tomorrow, correct? Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the eggs were born today. You could eat them tomorrow, right? So, the Shaila is. So, he had these eggs that were laid on Yom Tov. And he wants to eat them on Shabbos. So, what's his question? So Aslakame. He came in front of him, he came in front of Adabra'av. Amr Lay told him, my, what's the halacha la'atvinu to roast them ha'idna now? I want to roast them on Yom Tov. Nechlinu l'makran, I want to eat them tomorrow. Let's see Rashi, the third line of Rashi. Ushvizichne. That's a balabayis, his host, Adabra'av's host. He had a scenario of Miyom Tov L'Shabbos. What does that mean? Hayyim Naldu. They were born today on Yom Tov. But he writes Allah Oichlam. He wants to eat them L'Makar tomorrow for Shabbos on Shabbos. So he told him, he asked, my La'at Vinu, what does Rashi say? Let's slice on Ha'ina. I want to roast them now. So Mi Asri B'Teltel, Bye Bye. Are they Aser to move them to touch them today? Because since it's still Yom Tov. Or loy, or are they not? Or is it not muktzah? We'll have to start roasting them to eat them tomorrow, like this. He knows Yivishor can't eat them today, correct? It's beis shenal to be yom tov, right? Beis shenal to be yom tov. Can he eat them today? He can't eat the egg today. Yivishor can't eat, right? Now what's his shayla? He wants to touch them today so he can roast them tomorrow.
His whole question:
can I move them? Can I touch them? I'm sure I can eat them today. What's the question?
No, this is yom tov.
He wants to roast them today, correct?
On Yom Tov, good.
But he wants to move them. Obviously, once you can move them, you can roast them. Because you're allowed to roast. Oh, so first of all, how you allowed to cook today for Shabbos? Because you did Erev Tavshilin. If you do Erev Tavshilin, right, you're allowed to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. So the cooking is not the issue. He wasn't asking for the heter to cook, but he's asking why not even touch them to cook them, right?
Why does Rashi say or not?
Or not, that's his question. Is that my lad or not?
You could just say, am I allowed to? No?
Is it?
Yeah,
no? So why does Rashi have to say, oh, let's ask the question. Me,
Rashi
has
to say what?
And Rashi says, me, Asir, Batilta, Baba Yan. Is it us to move or law or not? They just let Rashi say.
He doesn't do such a thing. You can get more succinct.
He wants to make a focus on moving them. I don't know. So he's saying, is it Asr and Tilta that day or not? So that's his question, which means, what happened over here? He's going with. Oh, so what's going on over here? He wants to know, could I touch them? Now, what? Now let's just figure out what's going on. Why? What's the issue of touching this egg today? Why is it mukta? Oh, why is it mukta?
No, what?
Because this was an egg-laying chicken.
It's not egg-laying chicken. We're in Rabba Rav Yezir. We're not an egg-laying chicken. We're not an egg-laying chicken now. We're in Rabba. We're not in only Rav Nachman's egg-laying chicken. We're in eating chicken. We're either Rabba Rav Yezir or Rav Yitzchak. We're all in the eating chicken. We're in the eating chicken. Rabba Rav Yitzchak or Rav Yezir. We're all in the eating chicken, right? So why? However, since you can't eat it, what do you do with the egg? Right? Since you can't eat it, we tell you that you're not even allowed to move it for anything else. You're not allowed to touch it for anything else. Okay. So what is this one?
The only thing you can do is cover it.
Cover it. Good. So what is this person wanting? What's this shayla? But as in my main issue is I can't eat it. This egg, right? Because he's a rab, it's a chano, or it's a gzera. Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael, it's a gzera. So I can't eat it. So, what? I won't eat. I'll wait till tomorrow. At least, he want to get a heter to waive the mukta aspect. Usually tell me it's mukta, because what are you touching it for today? Now I'll tell you, since it's Erev Tashila, and tomorrow, I did Erev Tashila, and tomorrow is Shabbos. It's Friday today. So I want to give me a heter. He's basically asking a heter to at least touch it. That's what Rashi's saying. Me, that's what Rashi's telling us. Me, Asir, Betiltul, Babayamaloy. I'm trying to get a heter now to touch it. Eating, I can't eat it till tomorrow. Fine. You have Xeros, you have different. Fine. Hachana, different problem. At least, are you going to let me wave the Isra Buksa and let me touch it today so I can cook up it tomorrow? That's his kash. Good? Clearer? That's his kash. Am I allowed to do it, move it for tomorrow? So basically, Rav Ali Rava's answer is no. Let's give me his answer. He's telling him. So let's see his answer. Amar Le, he says to him. He has 7 lines to the Ba'alim Bar. Amar Le, Rav Ali Rava tells this host, my daitim, what are you thinking? Why do you want to move it? Because you hold Rav and Rabbi Yechana. We had a machlokes earlier, Rav and Rabbi Yechana. Right? And you're telling me, and we know halacha Rabbi Yechana, right? Rashi said we know in Shas. Halacha is every time you have Rav Rabbi Yechana. The halacha is like Rabbi Yechana. And therefore, why? So you're saying we just said Rav Rabbi Yechana, like Rabbi Yechana. Which means Rabbi Yechana told me he's not going in Rabba. Right? So he's not going in Rabba. So therefore, it's not an issur of mukta vidaraisa. You're not in Rabba. So it must be in the world of
Sorry,
and therefore also whatever, which will also.
He wouldn't have asked the question.
That was the Gemara before. The Gemara before just told us that if you're in Hakana, then I'll tell you. He's telling him, what's your question? How do you know?
How do we know he's not in Hakana?
I know he's holding by the Gezera, but how do we know he's not holding by Rabba?
You know he's not holding by Hakana because he's coming to Rabba Baravada. He's telling him. He's asking him on the basis that he knows already that he could use it tomorrow. But could I move them today or tomorrow?
Right.
If he's in Hakana, he wouldn't be able to do anything with this.
Right. He wouldn't ask the question.
Right. Good. There's no question.
So he correct. Knows that he's allowed to use it.
Tomorrow, correct.
Exactly.
Because it's not permitted on the Yom Tov, right. But it is permitted on the Shabbos.
Right. So
if he was going according to Rabba, he wouldn't ask them.
Yeah, for sure you can't even eat it tomorrow. If you rabbi, you can't rabbi. If you rabbi, and rab.
For sure not able to touch it.
Yeah, for sure you can't touch it. There's no person, you can't even cook it tomorrow. See, so what is so front? So you got Rabbi Yechana, so you're going to be, who you're going in Rabbi Yechana. Fine. So you're in Rabbi Yechana. Which means, to take a step back, that means you want to eat it tomorrow. You're not in the world of rabbi. So you're in the world of Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Yechana. We told him still, but I feel Rabbi Yechana, in Rabbi Yechana, which means, I feel Rabbi Yechana, who's going to be in the world of Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Yechana. Right?
No, he said like this. Even if you're in Rabbi Yochanan, which says that there's no Chachan,
and what's your issue?
Which makes you into Rabbi Yochanan.
Good.
But I'm saying originally, he's saying you might have come to think, why? That you were holding it in the halacha, in the machlokes between Rabbi and Rabbi Yochanan, you're holding like Rabbi Yochanan, and therefore there's no Chachana, and therefore maybe I'm going to be able to move this thing and cook this thing for tomorrow. Comes out and says,
no,
even.
Yeah, fine.
I'm holding.
Even in Rabbi Yechana, I feel Rabbi Yechana. He's saying, my look, Rabbi Yechana, look Rabbi Yechana. Saying, Rabbi Yechana, look Rabbi Yechana. So first of all, that's what you're telling me, you're allowed to cook it tomorrow. Right? So you're cooking it, you're allowed to eat it tomorrow, so you want to cook it for tomorrow. But he's saying, I feel Rabbi Yechana, even Rabbi Yechana, who's going to be obviously in the world of Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yosef, the whole issue is because of a gzeira, but even according to him, like a shari, he didn't make a mutter el legoim alamachi. You only allowed to drink it tomorrow, right? Because tomorrow it's going to be mutter to eat it or drink it tomorrow on Shabbos, because there's no more gzeira tomorrow. But on this day, about it from today, to start touching it today, he's not going to give you a heter. Basically, it's not you try to find a heter to touch it today. The answer is no.
So it's a field of Yochanan who doesn't hold in Bachana,
right?
Even that it's permitted, even I'm going to say,
even he's going to hold,
going to say that I say that I'm only allowed to gargle it tomorrow. So because of that, I'm only allowed to gargle it tomorrow, it must be that I'm holding in Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yosef.
Yeah, you go that way, fine. You say that way also, fine. And same thing, I just go the other way. It's fine, I'm saying the same thing. Saying the same thing.
But how do you go the other way? That's what I'm saying. I don't know how you go your way.
Fine, it's good. Saying good. It's good. So again, what's the verse saying? He's saying that even according to Rabbi Yechonah, he's saying you hold like Rabbi Yechonah, which means halach like Rabbi Yechonah, you're not worried about Rabbi's Ishu Vachan. So I'm sure you have no Ishu Vachan, you can eat the eggs tomorrow. But if you're Rabbi Yechonah, like Kasher El Lagoyim Alamach, even Rabbi Yechonah only be matter you to drink it tomorrow. Tomorrow Shabbos, I'll be Yom Eleven. Today, on this day, on Yom Tov itself, he's not going to let you even touch it. He even going to let you touch it. We're not going to waive this touching issue for you. Now, how do I know? Meaning, he's asking an interesting case. Where, in a case where I did Erev Tashlila, and tomorrow is going to be Shabbos, maybe he'll give me a head to the touch. He says no. But Tani, we have a Brisa. The Brisa tells us, Achas Beitza Shenolav Shabbos. That whether the egg was born on Shabbos, right? These are brights we had on the Gimel on the base, right? Whether the Beitza was born on Shabbos, or whether the Beitza was born on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to touch it. You're not allowed to use this to cover a kli, right? You can't use the egg to be a bottle stopper. Right? You can't support the foot of the bed also on this egg. So what do we see from this price, though? How do we prove see anything from this price, though? So Fred, how do we see anything from this price, though? What's this price showing me?
Mooks.
Yeah, what about my case? I have a fancy case here. I have a case where today's Shabbos. It's Yom Tov coming into Shabbos. What was this old Shiloh? What was this Shiloh?
Can I prepare this thing now for tomorrow? Can I start cooking?
Right, and why? Why should I be able to touch it today?
Because if you're holding like me, like Rabbi Yochanan, then there's no chachana, then I should be able to do it. No,
but today is exactly.
So now I'm not holding like Rabbi Yochanan. I must be holding like Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Yosef.
Good.
But
you're not allowed to touch it today. But today you're in Rabbi Yitzchak, right? You're in Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yosef. That holy knowledge.
That's the question. The question was, what was the strength of the gezera, Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Yosef? Are you allowed to?
In this case, not only in this case, are we going to give you a heter? Meaning,
yeah.
What was his question? What was his host question? He was alarmed in it sounds like. What was his question?
He knew
it. He knew it. He holds the knowledge to eat it for sure. He held the knowledge to eat it. The question.
That you can't eat it today. I know I can eat it tomorrow. Can I touch it today?
Can I touch it? So what's his answer?
No.
His answer is no. Now what? You brought me a brisa. What do I see from the brisa? What does the brisa say? The brisa tells me you can't touch it. Right. The brisa tells me you can't touch it. So
which order it is, Johnson.
So which means his question really was, will you in this case give me a heter to touch it? Right? Since tomorrow is going to be Shabbos, that's what the Rashi learned. Since tomorrow is going to be Shabbos, so maybe for today, in this case, you let me touch it. Usually you're not going to let me touch it. Since you can't eat it, you don't let me touch it, right? Maybe in this case, you let me touch it. And then I said, no, the price doesn't differentiate when Yom Tov is. Yom Tov is a regular Yom Tov, it's before Shabbos. Even if Yom Tov is before Shabbos, you're not allowed to touch it. The Brisa gives one halacha straight. So the answer is, the Brisa teaches me, you're not allowed to touch it.
It's interesting, we have this Brisa that we know is Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Yosef.
Why?
Because the Meisrei Brisa, you can't touch it, and you can't move it, has to be Rabbi Yitzchak.
Why? Rabbi was simple.
It can't be Lachana.
Of course
it can't be Rabbi.
Rabbi, before, why can't it be Rabbi?
It can't be, because we're saying over here that this is Rabbi. Yochanan.
The Brisa fits with everybody. What do you mean? Brisa fits with everybody. We said the Brisa fits with everybody. We said even if he Rabbi was simple, how the Brisa made sense.
Right.
And also Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yosef, the Brisa made sense.
All right.
We said the Brisa works with everybody. Okay. So his question was, would you waive the muksa for me since tomorrow is Shabbos and I want to start cooking? The answer is no. The Brisa says it's muksa, so it's muksa. So we don't give you any haterim, even though tomorrow it's going to be Shabbos. We want to cook for Shabbos. We're sorry. We're not giving any interim. That's the back and forth over here. It's good? You see the Braise? The Braise says always mukta. Doesn't say, but in a case, doesn't give me a heter. But if tomorrow's Shabbos, then it's out. Doesn't give me any heter. Good?
Mm-hmm.
Fine. Let's see, Rashi. The fourth line. My dad, what are you thinking?
Fourth line down
in Rashi. My dad, my dad says, Tafshitalach. Why do you think that it's simple to you that tomorrow, right, that tomorrow it's going to be mutter? Mishum the Kaimulan, because it's established us, right, we know in Shas, the Gemara is going to bring down the next Amud. Rav or Rabbi Yechanan, halach Rabbi Yechanan. Rav and Rabbi Yechanan, halach is like Rabbi Yechanan. Miu, however, betiltul ha'idna, to move it now, asiri tzvishor aser, da'afilu Rabbi Yechanan. Because even Rabbi Yechanan, lo yishari letzlai sahayayim, he didn't give you a heter to roast it today. Ela l'gayim l'machar, only to drink it tomorrow. Imhaya yamtav kaidim l'shabbos, the yamtav before Shabbos. Which means we don't let you move it today. We only let you drink it tomorrow. You can't cook tomorrow Shabbos. Al v'yayim l'ay, but on this day today, no, you're not allowed to touch b'afil v'tiltol, even moving it. So that's his answer. His answer is no, today, you're not allowed to move it. Aye, tomorrow's coming Shabbos, you did Erev Tavshilin, it's all very nice, but it doesn't help you. We're not going to give you a heter to move it today. All across the board, on the day that it's born, it's usher to eat, and also going to be usher b'tiltum. That's the Vatani, Rashi says, siyata, it's a proof. Why do Rashi have to tell me about this Vatani as a proof?
Normally we say, Vatani means coming to show a brisa to contrast or contradict, you know,
right.
Challenge something previous.
Right. Usually Vatani is a question, Vatani, but we learned that a brisa, I'm asking a question. But when it's not like that, Rashi tells us, Rashi usually b'ni chusar, siyata, Rashi saying, in this case, it's trying to help us, this brisa, it's not a question. Fine, very good. That's this. Kumar. Good? Ready for next Kumar? Everyone's ready? Chanan, you ready for next Kumar? Next story. Which was definitely the Rav Papa. Another host story. The host of Rav Papa. Va'amila who gavra. Some say it was just a person. The Aslaka made the Republic, came in front of the Republic, asked him the question. How will I hanach beitz me? He had these eggs. Mishabbos l'yamtav. He had these eggs. Again, a story that was born on Shabbos. And he wants to eat it on yamtav. Again, similar to Rabbi. So Rashi doesn't make a difference. Shabbos, yamtav. The Shabbos is the same thing. Also, kamei. He came in front of him. He came in front of Rav. Rav Papa came. This person came in front of Rav Papa. And Amrle said to him, "Tamahu lemechlinu lemach. What's the halacha regarding eating this tomorrow? I want to eat this thing tomorrow." So it seems like his question was a little different than the last case. He's asking, "Even am I allowed to eat it tomorrow?" Right? In the earlier case, he knew he could eat it tomorrow. Right? He knew you're allowed to eat it tomorrow because you hold like Rabbi Yochanan. His question was, today was Shabbos, am I allowed to move it? Today, right? Here he's not asking that. Here he's just asking, what about tomorrow? Right? Here he's just asking, Rabbi Yechanan, who's the halacha like? Good? The case before, he knew we'd go like Rabbi Yechanan, he could eat it tomorrow. Right? He was asking, am I allowed to touch it today? Here he's asking, simple, what's the halacha tomorrow? Right? We have Machlag's Rabbi Yechanan, what's the halacha tomorrow? So, Amar Lei, Ma'ul Mechlinul Mach. What's the halacha? Am I allowed to eat it tomorrow? So Amar Lei, so Rav Papa said to him, "Zilha inna, go now. V'sain, come Lamachar, come back. Lamachar, come back tomorrow." Why? The Rav. One second. Because he said, "I'm going like the minig of Rav." The Rav, Lamuki Amari Ilavi Miyami Tava Lachavar. Rav's minhag was, he would have put a Torgamon, like a translator or someone who would speak for him on Yom Tov after the Suda until the next day. Mishum Shikras, because he's afraid he drinks some wine for Yom Tov in the midst of the Raisa to drink wine for Simcha, right? So he said, "I drink some wine." So I can't Paskin, because Rav to tell you, he was also a Paisik. He wasn't just giving a nice shir and Topol, a nice Gemara shir. He would also Paskin the halachas and his shir, he'd be a Paisik. We know the halacha is you can't paskin after you drink wine. Once you drink a revius of wine, you can't paskin any shilas. So Rav say from Yom Tov afternoon when he drank wine until tomorrow, no answering shilas. probably drink more than a revius. Because if you drink a revius, you can't pass. If you drink a lot, you can't pass for a longer amount of time. So if we said, I'm doing like Rav. Rav's minhag was, Yom Tov after the Suda, no passing until tomorrow morning. So here also, Rav Papa also said, I'm not going to have a Torah going to help me talk and be my speaker and my shamish. Basically, I'm closed for Shilas today until tomorrow. That's what he told me. Since they say Rav Yosef also, every Matzah Shabbos, to take a small nap for a little 15-20 minutes. So they asked him one time, why do you take a nap? Like, you don't sleep so much. Why? He said, since he drinks the Abdullah wine, the wine from Abdullah, he drinks the Revius. If you drink the Revius, the wine, you're not allowed to paskin. And let's say someone comes to the Shiloh right now, and that's the paskin of Shiloh. So you go to sleep 15-20 minutes, and now you could get rid of the wine, and then he would paskin Shilas. I said this, so Rav, here they probably drink a lot of wine. Yomtov, they drink a lot of wine. He said, no passing Shilas the whole day. Come back tomorrow. No answering Shilas today. So Rav Papa said, just like Rav would have his minik, he wouldn't paskin. I'm also, I don't want to paskin halachas after I ate a drink. I'm not answering Shilas now. Come back tomorrow. Right? What's your old Shilas? You're asking you to eat the egg tomorrow. Right? So come back tomorrow. Today's Shabbos. You can't cook it anyway. Your Shilas, you want to cook the egg tomorrow. So come back tomorrow. Ask me the Shilas tomorrow. Yeah, catch me before he drank, before the Suda. Catch me before davening, before the Suda.
Right,
yeah.
Because he wants the egg for that.
He wants the egg. Interesting, because he wouldn't be able to eat the egg that night. Because, understand? Basically, he could have asked, let's go on and eat it for the Suda tonight. He's not, I can't pass it. Like, right, he wants to eat the egg, but it's Shabbos ready, maybe. But he's not, I can't pass it for you. I drink one, come back tomorrow. When I finish my one, I sleep.
The time where the egg might be.
Yeah, could be one thing. I'm not passing. Yeah. So let's see Rashi here.
Tomorrow, the next day really starts at night. So does it mean tomorrow, the next morning, or tomorrow when the halach day starts?
Sounds you mind. Mamish tomorrow, the next day. Rashi says the next day. I guess he wanted to drink off, sleep off the wine. I don't know. Rashi says mamish the next day, it sounds like.
Maybe he was just saying, listen, today's Shabbos, and you're only allowed to talk about what's applicable on Shabbos and Shabbos. And
he didn't tell me.
This egg's not applicable, so come back tomorrow.
He said why. He said it. He said why. He explained it to him.
Just
breaking up. Yeah, he would have not said that. You maybe would have thought. Yeah, halacha. You realize how halacha. He's not saying he's going to make an egg. He's not saying I'm going to make an egg. I want to know, luckily, if it's mutter. You're allowed to talk about theoretical. Right. Fine. Oh, so let's see Rashi here. Three lines to the bottom. The Rav Lamuki Amir Aleha. Loya Ma'amid Maturgman, he would not stand up a Maturgman, a translator, a person to speak to him for him, Lafana in front of him. Lindrush, Drusha Larav, to make a Drusha for the public. And the reason we hear that a lot of times the Rabbanim would talk much lower, or they don't have strength. They would have someone else being their microphone, being their speaker.
It wasn't really theoretical, he brought these eggs.
Yeah, on Shabbos he didn't bring them. I'm saying, on Shabbos you let a Paschim. What's that, kid? First of all, it's
on
Shabbos.
On
Shabbos, they're muktzah.
You didn't touch them.
It's like referring to this case. Right.
Nachon. They also have a hanach means they had like these eggs. When we said they have those eggs, didn't mean he had them in his hand. We like this shaila, our question that we're dealing with, the eggs born from Shabbos to Yom, that you want to be mutter on Yom. Good. So let's see Rashi here. Miyam etav lachari, two lines to the bottom. Kulaymar, meaning to say, which means, what do you say? You didn't paskin any shadows from Yom Tov till tomorrow. When you made it into Yom Tov, what do you mean when you made it into Yom Tov? Rashi says,
you sanctified that day.
When
you
right, when you acted like Yom Tov, when you drank your wine, after you ate the Suda, meaning, it doesn't mean they didn't paskin the whole Yom Tov, Rashi's saying, right? It doesn't say from Yom Tov till tomorrow they didn't paskin. Rashi says, when you acted as Yom Tov, when you were doing your mitzvah as Yom Tov, drinking your wine, that's right. That's right. When you made today Yom Tov, what do you mean you made today Yom Tov? When you did the mitzvah Yom Tov, when you were acting like Yom Tov, the Hainu, that this is la'achar suda, after suda ad machar. Rashi says, "Mamish until tomorrow, no more passing in shaylas." It's not like they drank their wine; it was pretty strong. Also, they weren't drinking like our watered down wine. Drink wine. Oh, why? Mishum shikrus. The Rav Aruya have a my Rav would Aruya is like Hari. He would teach, which means. It's usually a term when he would pass in halachas. He would say halachas, Rabbi have a Mari Bidrasha Shalain is Drasha. Shamir Bakrisus, like we're saying in Mesathus Krisus, that he would be a paisik also. He wasn't just giving a pilpul shir, just saying stories. He was actually saying halacha lemaisa in his shir. V'shikur asur laharis, a shikur, a drunkard. Asur laharis is asur to paskin shaylos, to chsir, like it says. Yain v'shikur al teish, right? The one part he says, wine and shikur, don't drink. Like beer, don't drink. Uchsiv, it says, after laharis is b'nei Yisrael, he should teach klai Yisrael halacha. So we learn from there, if you drink wine, then you can't paskin. You can't paskin. Also, the Gemara increases over there, it says, you can't paskin halacha. So therefore, he's saying, Rav Papa said, also, I'm doing this minik. Therefore, come back tomorrow with your shayla. You have to wait till tomorrow to eat your egg. If you want to ask me, unless you ask somebody else. If you're asking me, come back tomorrow. Let's see the bottom line. The Gemara. He asked the macha when he came back the next day. Amar Lei, he said to him, Iku hashta. What do you mean, Iku hashta? What does Tap Rashi say? Iku hashta. In my race, if I would have passed it to you yesterday, in my shikrus. So how do they say iku hashta mean? It's like iku hashta there is now. How do they say,
if
this?
If the now is yesterday.
That
if,
what?
If I would have told you yesterday, the now is yesterday.
Like iku is like had you not.
Right.
Had well, you not.
Had I told you the halakha yesterday, the hashta was going on yesterday. Meaning we should say it instead of hashta now, you should say, had I answered you instantly.
No, so what do you mean iku hashta?
Huh?
So what does the word mean? Iku hashta.
It was ilu. But had I answered you now.
If I would have answered now.
If I would have answered you immediately, meaning yesterday.
Good. If I would have answered you now, so to speak, then it's shaloi, then I would have made a mistake. It makes sense. I was writing a little differently. Like, and a lot of words. But that our school, I look at
the
right.
In Hebrew, the Sukkot says ilu, hayisimar lefayatmo.
Right. Right, that's what Rashi says. In my race, ilucha. But what does the word iku mean? Iku is like ilu. How do you learn the word iku? If.
Well, that's what in the Aramaic
it says, what Iku says, what Ilu? It says, if. So, what if Hashta, if I would have answered you now, like instantly, then I would have made a mistake.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I don't know. Hashta says something else. I read it. It's something funny. Fine. Iku Hashta, fine. Iku Hashta, Ishtalayi. Then I would have forgotten, made a mistake. Let's see, what's it? Ishtalayi, see Rashi, Ishtalayi, the top line. Shachachdi, I would have forgotten. Fishagakti, I would have made a mistake. I would have made a mistake. But he said, Mari, by Hetzer, I would have passed it to you a Hetzer, say it's Mutter. It's established just in other places than Shas. We know the regular rule in Shas is Rav Rav Yechonah, Halach Rav Yechonah, who says that the egg is mutter the next day. Right, what do you learn? Rav Rav Yechonah. Rav Yechonah said the egg is mutter on the second day because we don't hold up Rav Achana's issue of Achana like Rav. He said, Achsha, but now Yafa the Chisicha, it's good that I pushed you away. Ad Hayim until today, and it's Karti, and now I remember the Halach. Because it sounds like from Rashi, the hashta is now. Like, iku means if I would have told you yesterday. I'm not sure that there. It could be Rashi and the hashta a little different. Fine. And for now, we'll like to.
Why?
Because Rashi and the hashta.
The hashta's going on yesterday.
No, because the end of this Rashi.
The end of this Rashi? So, what's the problem? Hashta now.
Fine.
Now, hindsight, I see it was good that I pushed you off.
Fine, it's good.
The Art Scroll has, had I answered your question yesterday, well, under the influence.
Right. I want to answer your question. Go on.
One.
I want to answer the question yesterday, then I would have made a mistake. Because we all Rabbi Yechonah, Rabbi Yechonah. So let's see the Gemara again. If I would have answered you now, Shalai, I would have forgotten, made a mistake. But Amalek, I would have said to you, Rav Rabbi Yechonah, who said that it's mutter the next day. Right? We had Machalik's Rav Rabbi Yechonah. Rabbi Yechonah said it's mutter. We said, Ha'amar Rebbe, Rebbe said, Hilchok say, come and save the Rav, Bahani Tlas. Now, halachas like Rav, and these three halachas, Bein Lukula, Bein Lukhomer. Whether you're lenient or strict, we go against the regular rules of paskening, and we go like Rav. And this is one of the halachas, like Rashi and Rina, this is one of them. One of the halachas we pass like Rav is this case. And what do we hold? We hold that the egg is going to be Aser. We're going to pass it like Rav. It's going to say that this halacha is Aser. So if you have Shabbos going into Yom Tov, Yom Tov going to Shabbos, Rav is going to hold it's Aser.
Why didn't he answer this earlier?
What does that mean?
It was a case earlier.
What? It was someone else. He passed it different. The first sheet was somebody else. Who
is? Yeah, but not halacha. It would only be thought of as
Originally, we thought it was a dispute between Rabbi and Rabbi Yochanan, and then we realized that it couldn't be.
Why? Stomach was driving. We just didn't understand the reason why they were arguing.
Was that not this
last story?
The last story.
The last guest. Yeah.
Host.
So he was passing like
post, exactly.
Yeah, the last host.
We ended up with Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Yosef, right?
Good, because he passed like so. It's good because the first sheet held like Rabbi Yochanan. He didn't. He argued on it. He didn't hold like this thing. Obviously, Rabbi Adi Bar Ahava. Rabbi Adi Bar Ahava went with the regular rule. Rabbi Adi Bar Ahava held. Even in this case, you go to regular rule.
Well, so what do you mean, even this case? Isn't it established that normally you go by Rabbi Yochanan?
Correct.
Rabbi Yochanan, but there are three cases that you don't. That's the halakha. So how could Rabbi... Because
he never heard of this. He never heard of this Rabbi. He didn't have his Masur. He never heard of this Rabbi.
Maybe he was drunk.
No. he's drunk.
Yeah, it's
wrong. No, actually, he didn't go to Rabbi. He didn't have Rava. He went to regular rule. He never heard this Rava's thing that there's three stipulations.
He went with the regular rule.
Rabbi Rabbi Yochanan. Like Rabbi Yochanan.
I think that the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan comes to tell you even Rabbi Yochanan is not going to hold that way.
According to that's where Papa's passing.
Okay.
Rabbi was going to regular rule.
Aren't they asking whether I can just touch the egg on the first question? And this is whether I can cook the egg on the second question.
Correct. So actually, first of all, you have to realize the difference between... First, we have to realize the one, like we said, there's one difference between the two cases. The first case is question, could I touch it? Here he wants to know, could I eat it? That's true. But either way, the halakha
is like...
Right, Rabbi Yochanan, right.
Then he wouldn't be able to touch, there wouldn't have a question over
it. Correct.
Nothing.
So, in the first case, Rabbi Abraham is going to regular rules, right, Rabbi Yochanan likes to Rabbi Yochanan. Here, Rabbi is saying, no, I heard differently. I have a Messiah from Rabbi. They told me we have three exceptions to the rule, and this is one of them.
Right.
That's what that means. Saying, Rabbi told me, like I was going to read later, that helps to consider Rabbi Hani plus, favorite cool of pain. Therefore, which means we're really going to go like Rab, which told you not allowed to eat this egg altogether. That's it. So let's see Rashi. Hamar Rab, the fourth white line. But come on, the family we're going to bring this Rab later. First of all, these three other Amar La'inya Beit Zazu. First of all, halach we said it, this egg we Shabbos be Shabbos, or Li Yomtiv. From Shabbos to Yom Tov, right? First of all, we're saying that this egg is Usser. Because we're going to hold a Rabbah, we're going to go like Rab, we're passing like Rabbah, there's the issue of preparation, right? That if this egg was born on one day, it's preparing for the next day. So it's always Usser for the next day also. L'kamei, and further on, we're also going to bring a case, B'shnei Yomim Tovim Shel Galus. When he has 2 days of Yom Tov and Galus, Nechlak L'Hakul, Rab argues, and he's lenient, and like we said all along, what we get to this one later, it says you're allowed to eat the egg on the second day of Yom Tov. Vashlishi, and the third case we're going to bring is b'shnei yom tov shrosh Hashanah, when you have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, nechlak lahachmer, there he's machmer. So we have 3 cases. We have our case of Shabbos going into Yom Tov, or Yom Tov going to Shabbos, right? And there we hold this usher on the second day, because we're machmer. Good? So we had a case where you have 2 days Yom Tov, which means it's in the Chutz La'aretz. Fear, Rav is make on the second day you can eat. Then in the third case of 2 days Rosh Hashanah, they were saying Rav is Macha, you can't eat. We'll get to all the cases in the Gemara later, all these cases. Then that's the case where Rav is going to be
Macha. We touched on all the cases. Huh? 2 Yom Tovim, that's the
Maman Shaf. Right.
1 Rosh Hashanah, that's the Kedushas Achas.
Right. And we already saw all these three cases, Nachon?
Yeah.
We saw all these three cases there. Fine, very good. Baruch Shem, stop over here. Now we're going to try to do Chazar until 12. Shkeach, shkeach.